We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There it is. Nice.
There it is.
Jed is nothing if not timely, is he?
Yes. He's a fine producer engineer of this show.
No question. All right, here's a quick quiz for you. What do Alan Risher, Danny Etling, Jordan Jefferson, Herb Tyler, Jamie Howard, and Jeff Wickersham have in common?
All quarterback the LSU Tigers and nothing else?
Not only that, our top 10 passers in LSU history.
Oh, boy. Etling was on the Patriots roster for about five years.
Yeah, I
minutes.
Remember him.
Yeah.
I remember Danny. Here's your list, and this underscores my point going through the end of last segment. Tommy Hodson, and I remember Tommy
I do
Hodson.
Too. That's right.
I remember him. I remember him middle to late 80s. Then Jeff Wickersham, number two, Jamarcus Russell, we all know him, mm-hmm. but for the wrong reasons, quite frankly.
True.
Jamie Howard, who played in the early 90s, Herb Tyler, mid-90s, Zach Mettenberger, who we remember because of Butler County, played in the early 2010s? Early 2010s, right in there. Joe Burrow, the current quarterback, already number seven in 2 years on the, actually a year and a half, and he's already number seven on the all-time list. Jordan Jefferson, Danny Etling, and Alan Risher, who played in the early 80s. Those are your top 10 passing quarterbacks of all time for the LSU Tigers.
Now don't get me
going on wide receivers and running backs.
Oh,
because
right.
those guys, man,
they churned
that's
them out.
Like, oh, they have been unbelievable in those regards. So, anyway.
Not to go down a rabbit hole, but I wonder, could we say the same about Texas quarterbacks? You'd have Applewhite. You'd have Colt McCoy.
Vince Young.
Todd Dodge going back in the Bosworth era. I don't know if he was there long enough, but kind of some nondescript Texas quarterbacks too. I don't know if it'd be to the same degree of LSU no names. I mean, those guys were. Not even on the radar outside of Baton Rouge, those guys you just talked about.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
nobody's.
No, I agree.
That's the age-old question in college football. How can Texas and LSU, to a degree, be so, whatever you want to call them, historic, tradition-rich, all that, and not have just one great quarterback after another, or at least every now and then.
James Street was pretty good.
Houston's old man.
Yep, and Chris Sims was there.
Chris Sims, yeah.
Chris Sims, but boy, I'll tell you what, it's not for a place like Texas, where you stop to consider their tradition, quarterback has not been a huge position. I guess it's how you rate them, though. Were they good college quarterbacks? Were they good quarterbacks that evolved at the next level? How do we think of quarterbacks?
Well,
I mean, do we think
one of nation's top quarterbacks? I don't think you could say that about the guys we just talked about. One of the nation's best. Good for Texas. Good enough to win. Yeah, sure. Major Applewhite was fine. Vince Young, he was a little different.
Yeah,
he was one of the nation's best quarterbacks when he was there.
Right.
But consistently, both those programs, they come up a little short. And I don't understand why. Why elite high school quarterbacks don't at least every now and then end up at LSU in Texas. Or they do and they don't develop. They don't, you know, turn into – they could be 4 or 5 stars out of high school, but they don't end up going on to great things even in college.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a fair, it's but, a good question.
Yeah, I don't know that it has a hard and fast answer to it, but Joe Burrow turning things around in LSU. He's going to be a first-round draft pick probably now.
Yeah, no question. And he looks the part. He's a really, really nice player.
Yeah, he's fun
no
to watch.
No question about it. All right, let's get to the Syndio Twitter question each and every day, brought to you by our friends from Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. And you're going and quarterbacks. So that's a fairly good dovetail into that.
What did you think of the Browns' performance on Monday night, in particular Baker Mayfield? I feel like we talk about Baker Mayfield a lot on this show, but
yeah, we talked about it a lot yesterday early on. The whole Boza planting the flag. You know, I my sense on Baker Mayfield is I like him. I'm a Baker Mayfield guy. I would like to see a little bit more consistency in the way that he's playing. I don't think that he's as good right now as he was at this time a year ago. Or, well, not maybe quite, because when did he take over last year? Was it week 4, week 3? I can't remember exactly.
Oh, I
want
to say it was a little later than that even, wasn't it?
Yeah, it might have been. It might have been. But, I mean, I thought he was more impressive in his rookie season than he's been this year. But the football team is better this year. Mm-hmm. I'm just not sure that the quarterback play has been better.
8 for 22 is not very good. And so I suppose we should probably tip our caps to the 49ers. I think their defense is probably better than we thought, you know. And the 49ers themselves may be a little better than we thought. But anyway, the question at KFH Radio is where you can find it on Twitter. Which of these young bucks would you trust most as your team's quarterback in 2021? So 2 years from now.
2 years.
Who would you, depending on whoever your team is, assuming something happened to the quarterback or you want to replace him or whatever, if this was your quarterback, which one would you trust the most? Lamar Jackson, Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, Dak Prescott.
Ooh, that's a great sampling of quarterbacks too.
Yeah, I mean they're not all
it really
rookies,
is.
But they're still young. They're all 25 or younger, I think, or at least close to it. They're still all considered young, and certainly all on their rookie deals. So who would you trust
you know,
most?
We see Daniel Jones against Tom Brady on Thursday, which will be interesting. He's coming off his first loss. I like him.
I do too.
I got to admit, I like Daniel Jones. Not enough case study for me to really lock in there.
And if they get destroyed by New England, then that should 100% not be an indictment on Daniel Jones because
they are unbelievably
banged up, and the Patriots chew up and spit out quarterbacks under the age of 25.
Yes, they do. No question. I think the guy that you have the most data on is Dak Prescott.
Mm-hmm.
Then it becomes a question of how you read that data. Do you trust it? Is he a guy, is he at his highest level, or does he continue to grow? And with Baker Mayfield, is it fair to say we've seen regression, or is he more flatlining right now with Baker Mayfield? I don't know.
I think he's getting too greedy considering the weapons that he has, and he won't just – I know this is a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. He won't just take what the defense gives him.
Well, right.
Tries to, you know, gouge the defense every time he drops back. Just get rid of it, you know, just – move the chains. I know you got a bunch of shiny toys to play with, but 8 for 22, and this could speak more to the offensive line than anything else, but get the ball out of your hands then if your offensive line is not that good. You know?
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. He's had a real issue with that, no question about it. So I guess from that standpoint, Dak Prescott would probably get my nod, but I'd do it with some hesitation because I think all of them have upside. I think Lamar Jackson has upside too. Mm-hmm. That's a really good question. All four quarterbacks are very intriguing on different levels. Speaking of intriguing, Brian Haney, who joins us each and every week at this time. Up next, we'll talk KU and Big 12 football with the voice of the Jayhawks, Brian Haney. KU off this weekend, K-State as well. Jayhawks football, Brian Haney coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.